that's good. And then someday you'll hear yourself without any plasma TV, and then you'll really be impressed with your clarity. Here goes.
Thanks for the report. I mean, I've got my power way down here. I'm on the Prometheus here. I'm in Mexico, so I don't turn the EK on at a remote distance, and I haven't set it up to band switch or do anything. So it's strictly my local amplifier. There's something about turning on voltage that high from 2,000 miles away. I wouldn't turn it on when I'm in my office 20 miles away. I use the Prometheus, but I've got a crap load of RF and I've got problems at home, but it's going to take me a week before I get home that I can do anything about it. So if there's hash on my audio, which I'm sure there is, it'd only be worse if I turned the power up. I'm on my Windows Surface 3 with a 80 peso cheapy poo microphone hanging from my ear.
Okay, it's actually not a plasma TV. I misspoke. It's a polluting Samsung TV. Over to you, Bill, from N2IRJ.
I'm just going to throw something in there because tomorrow's Black Friday. I just read something I thought was rather funny. The definition of Black Friday is when people trample others for cheap goods mere hours after being thankful for what they already have. What do you think of that?
It's a hell of a note. And by the way, I just realized my EQ is off the whole time. So I don't know, is this better or worse? You were hearing me totally flat before.
I think it's got a little more body, a little brighter. You know, and it's funny, the band's fairly long because I'm having trouble hearing Dave. And our transmitters are only, what, about 100 miles apart? So it's one, if you're hearing me, Dave, it's one of those funny condition nights. But no, it sounded good both ways, Marty, but that's a little poor.
Thank you. I'll get Dave's report on that, too. This is how I would normally run it on ESSB. But over time, you guys can help me refine my settings. Go ahead, Dave, if you're hearing me.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm hearing you, Marty. Bill's too close. I was going to send you a clip of you and the playback of me, which is pretty good. I'm surprised. You know, I'm missing my peaks here, about 390, 403, 409. I'm not running a lot of power because I got the Prometheus back down. I mean, that thing'll do legal limit AM, 350, 400 watt a carrier, 1500-ish watts a peak. And it'll do more on sideband if I didn't have whatever crappy component I've got break it down. I had the guy who takes care of our house to go down there and crank the little male-to-male connectors I have between all my sample boxes, but he wasn't able to fix it. It's only 7 days away, and give me something to do, and I'll tell you when I put the Henry on there, it'll just burn it up, and it'll be done, or it'll be so obvious, some will smell. Or smoke will come out or something. I don't know. All right. Make another transmission, Marty. I'll send you, on your next one, leave that EQ in. You know, like I said, I'm on an 80 peso piece of crap here. You know, it's just an earbud dangling from one ear, and I don't even have it pressed in, so I'm not hearing much low frequency because of that on anybody. It's just dangling in my ear. I don't even have the other one in because I'm hearing this RF crap coming back down Skype. So make another X mission and I'll just attach that to the MP3 to you and you can judge for yourself because I've got no monitor here at all. It's just a Surface and an 80 peso $5. At this exchange rate, it's
$5.
Headset.
So,
take it away, Marty. And I'll try to catch a little bit more of you, and you'll be able to make your own determination of over the air. It's the anon I'm receiving on. I've got it open to at least 8 or something. So, I got it open to 84. So it's getting everything.
Take it, Marty. 99 AD.
W9AD, this is N2IRJ, Jackson, New Jersey, United States, on 3630 kilohertz, lower single sideband. On Friday, Thursday, November 26th, 2015, that's Thanksgiving. When I started saying Friday, I'm looking at my UTC clock, which it's November 27th, 2015. Specifically 2 hours, 21 minutes, 45 seconds. I am surprised a man with a Prometheus and an 8K Ultra would have a 60 pesos earphone to hear with. Yeah, I don't think you're going to hear much bass with that. My very close friend, W before AIO, who's in Three Land, the other ESS, B guy I spoke of earlier, he is the one who keeps telling me year after year, quit screwing around with tube amplifiers, go with a Prometheus. So you mentioned Skype. That was going to be one of my questions. Do you have it? And you do. And so do I. I had it since day one, mainly for the bandwidth. Back in those days, I tested it to be 80 to 11,000. I don't know what it supports these days, but I do use it for the fidelity, and I'd like to hook up with you. I don't know your Skype name or anything. If you could send me a Skype request, I'd like to hook up with you and tell you some things back channel. I have both your email and Bill's email already in my email address book. I've been meaning to email both of you audio recordings for about the last year and a half, but I've been subverted by that Samsung TV in the neighborhood. So I'd like to actually hook up with both of you if you both have Skype or, you know, landline or something like that. But my Skype name can be found through a search using the call sign N2IRJ. You can look up my name and try it that way, but it seems like you can't find it until you hit the N2IRJ part. It's listed as Marty and Laura Fennick. N2IRJ, Virgil, N2JTT. That's a forward slash before my wife's call sign, N2JTT. But if you just stick in N2IRJ, I'm apparently the only one on planet Earth, and Skype brings it up, and then you can send me a friend request, and I'll do it back. So I made this transmission extra long so that I'll be able to evaluate it, and I'm going to pass it on to my friend Kevin so that he can evaluate it to how I sound in Mexico, even though it's really being received in, I think, Illinois. N2IRJ returning it to W9AD, and I'll be glad to relay Bill's messages since the short skips out between the two of you. Over.
Okay, I'm hearing Bill real light. I'm hearing 80 or 90% of him, but normally, I mean, we're blasting. We're just too close. Hole was fine there. So, we gotta let you get it over to Bill there. In fact, I left the recorder going, so just, you're probably gonna hear this. I don't know what you're gonna hear. You know, while I was running off at the mouth, there's like 3 or 4 minutes of crap in there. Just bypass that, and you'll hear your original audio setting, your playback of me, your original audio setting, probably some blank or some RF garbage, and then you'll hear yourself just fine again. So with the other setting, which I caught most of the transmission, I wanted to stop it because the damn thing was getting too big. It was about 9 megs. So hopefully it won't bounce on you. You know, one reason I use Skype is I used it from the beginning, too. At one point, I thought it was 50K on the high end. And then they backed it down to about 8 one time. And then it went back to about 12 now. But doing a lot of AM, the one thing I really liked about Skype was the phase accuracy. Because I could be down here in Mexico and I could, you know, put my audio processor into the mode where I could see positive and negative peaks. And I could push the polarity button down here and I could see it flip over. So get a little anal retentive about polarity, positive peaks and stuff. And I could do that. So I tried that with, what was it? Team Viewers audio and a few other things. Didn't have the frequency response, didn't sound as clean, and wasn't, it didn't have the phase accuracy that I found in Skype. So Skype still seems to be the best for me, but I'll use TeamViewer. Like if I'm on an airplane or something, it's so efficient, you can still kind of get away in a real bad connection, still go on the air. Let me just try and throw it to Bill. Bill, do you hear me? I don't even know if he's still there, if he can hear me. But maybe he can hear me. I don't know. Bill, you copy W9AD?
Yeah, very, very light though, Dave. I'm hearing everything you're saying, but it's like you're in the bottle of a 55-gallon drum. You're way, way out there. You copying me okay?
Same thing, Bill. You're 99%, 99%, but it sounds like you're about a 3 dB signal to noise ratio or something. I don't know.
We have the same problem at the end of Liberty Nets. They start at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then the band lengthens. It's been doing this for about a month and a half. And towards the end, local skip is out. Our local propagation is out.
Yeah. It's
here.
Like that in the mornings there, too. We'll get to where we can barely hear each other like this, or if any at all. But sometimes we can't hear each other. It's something about 7:15 Eastern Standard Time. It's like the band comes live locally. It's really strange. But Dave and Marty, boy, it sure has been fun here tonight, but I have got to get out of here. My granddaughter keeps coming down and asking me to do some things. I just haven't got away from the radio, so I'm going to have to get up and spend a few minutes with her before she hits the rack, and the wife also. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you guys, Dave, Marty, anybody else listening. Happy Thanksgiving, and hopefully catch you guys here tomorrow morning. I think you'll probably be on, Dave. Marty, I'm not sure about you, but make sure and jump in more often and keep up the good fight. I got to do some updating to my website sometime tomorrow. It's getting a little out of date. So n9vr.com is going to get some updating tomorrow if I get some free time, and I kind of plan on that. But anyhow, 7-3, Dave, 7-3, Marty, happy Thanksgiving. And this is N9VR, off and clear for the night, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Take care, Bill.
All the best, Bill, to you, your granddaughter, and family. I probably won't be on tomorrow morning, but I do plan on joining you more and more, even with the degraded fidelity, if I can get through. In the morning, it might be rough, unless it's during dark hours. During dark hours, before the Samsung is on, and while your signals are still strong. But after daylight hits here, forget it. So 7-3 to you. And Dave, could you Skype me right now, a friend request, or tell me something about your Skype name or something, so I could send you a request over?
If you want to do mine, W9ADAM. It's real easy. W9ADAM. W9ADAM.
Okay, I found it. Now I have to figure out how to send a request. Send contacts, maybe? Is that it? I'll click on that. No, that's not it. No. Let me see. What do I need to click on next?
Oh, I haven't done it so long. I think it's just send a request or something. I haven't done it so long, Marty. I don't think I've done one in 2 years. But if, when you figure it out, I'll see it, because I've got that account on this Microsoft tablet I'm sitting on.
Yeah, I've done it in a long time either. I have like 100 contacts, but I haven't done it in so long. Let me click Add to Contacts. That'll probably bring it up. Ah, that does. It says, this person isn't in your contact list. Hi, Dave, I'd like to add you as a contact. Well, since we're in CUSA right now, I won't have to write a detailed explanation of who I am. I'll just put into IRJ and hit Send. And it has dashed off to your location, and then back channel I can fill you in on some other items which will interest you. That's why I put your email address in long ago. I was going to explain a lot of this, and I'll be able to tell you over Skype without any Samsung interference.
Okay, I got it here. Hold on. Let me see if I can... where is it? One recent... Martin and Laura accept, and you'll probably get a bonk or something when I do this. Let's see. Add your contact. Okay. IRJ or contact. Send, add, I don't know. Yeah, there it is. Okay. You're on my list, and I would imagine I'm on yours. How about that?
You have arrived. I'm going to click View Profile so I can now see you with your neat haircut. I deliberately put on my my alternate look, so I could scare people away in advance. So that's the famous N9AD. Is that a recent photograph?
I don't even know. I forget what it looks like. I know it's probably 8 or 10 years old. I'm a 64-year-old buzzard.
Yeah, I'm a 59-year-old buzzard, and I heard you speaking about Arby's the other day and what it stood for, and I was trying to commit it to memory, and I forgot the guy's name. My aunt, about 40 years ago, used to know, and she used to tell me from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I never committed it to memory. What was the founder's name again, the R.B.?
Yeah, the Raffle Brothers. Irv, I think, and I forget what the other ones was, but RB was Raffle Brothers, yeah, not roast beef. Most people think it's roast beef.
Yeah, when you say Raffle, is that R-A-F-F-E-L?
R-A-F-E-L. Raffle, R-A-F-F-E-L, I believe. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that was the part I was interested in. I heard you mention it the other day, and I'd mentioned it to my friend Kevin, who enthusiastically supports the 3630 True ESS beers, and that's why we put it on the site, because you had the guts to go out the length, and when the band conditions permit, it's so sweet to listen to. And by the way, that recording you made of me, no fear about size. I deliberately choose internet providers that don't put limitations on other than the global ones. It's if you want, but if you already truncated it at 9 megahertz or megabytes, that's okay. Well, whatever you truncated it at, that's okay. But feel free to send me as large of a file as you want. I'd welcome that.
Well, I didn't bring it down in size. I recorded on WinADR, and actually I upped my MP3 size a little bit just to improve the fidelity. I hadn't done anything with it in years because internet connections were slower, computer disk spaces were smaller, but I've actually upped it, so I don't know, it's about six, seven minutes long, and it's a 9 meg, so it's not a huge file, and it's just, you know, record, start, stop, send, just use WinADR, it's a pretty easy program, simple to do. And all I do is I just bring up my other computer at home and record it there and send it. Just don't log me in. But I gotta get, I'm anxious to get home to fix this RF problem. I think I know what I did before I left. But my normal beta test for my remote system is at my office 20 miles away. And I'll sometimes, you know, check 20 meters, 40 all the time on AM around noon. But like a dummy, I didn't check 75 meters. And I think when I left, I had messed something up. And it's given me some sort of crappy RF feedback coming down the Skype. I don't know if you're going to hear it on that file or not, but it's coming back down Skype and interfering with the Skype signal, which is usually, I mean, I completely mute it, so I mean there's no duplex switching, clicking or nothing, but there probably is with the garbage coming back, especially the sidebandy garbage isn't as bad as the AMRF garbage. So all right, Marty. Well, we'll chat on the Skype. And good to hear you in here. Signal good. Very good for the power. And I thought the recording sounded awfully good from what I could tell in my crappy headset. If I go in the other room there, I've got a $50 MXL. It's not like my home stuff, mic, and a $49 Cheapy Poo tube preamp, and it sounds a lot better than this little thing. But you know, I mean, this is certainly not a large diaphragm microphone. I think the diaphragm's probably about smaller than the head of an eraser, if I'm sure, and the hole going into the microphone is just a pinhole, this piece of junk. But I thought it did pretty good for that. Okay. Have a great one, Marty. Good to hear you on the radio. We'll yak on the Skype. And nice to hear you in there. W9AD.
Been a pleasure here as well, Dave, and it'll be fun hearing that recording. I completely understand about the ingress of RF into Skype. I had that problem once too. I have nearby vertical antennas, and I found the critical spots for placing ferrite beads to eliminate it, but to really eliminate it, I moved the antenna much further away. Like 5 times the distance. So let's see, 5 squared, that's like 25 times less RF. So I mean, I really have a big factor of safety now. It's no longer a vertical either. It's a different configuration. What you're hearing me on now is not the vertical. The vertical has a lower launch angle. I get Europe much better with it. I get reports out of Holland and so forth. It used to be when I was on LibertyNet, I was wasting my power and I wasn't having as much stateside, although out in 7 land, 6 land, they would hear me stronger than Vic even, and he's a very powerful station up in New Hampshire. He's the RF engineer I spoke of earlier. But anyway, this is a inverted, well, they call it the pyramid antenna. It's an inverted, something like an inverted V, two inverted Vs at 90 degree angles superimposed on each other at the vertex, and it's stagger tuned. So I have the ability, without tuning and with just coaxial cable, to go from 3.6 to 4.0 megahertz. And anyway, if I hear that on the recording, I'll understand then what you're speaking of, the ingress of the RF there. And maybe Bill, I don't know if Bill and the other guys, if they're, some of them are Skypeable too. I don't want them to feel left out. I will, though, chat with you first, and I'll pass. I think I'll definitely pass on your recording to my friend Kevin. Maybe I can get him down here. He will. He's normally so darn busy, he simply cannot get away. That's the problem. Even though he works with me on LibertyNet, he rarely gets on. I mean, maybe twice a year and ever so briefly. And it's because he's just so busy with work. But I could maybe get him to come down here and at least say hi. Because he too appreciates how you guys operate. 7-3, all the best to you, Dave. And my friends, by the way, down your way, it's not XE land per se, which, by the way, as a kid, I used to pick up XEQ in my car when I was living in western Pennsylvania in the Appalachian Mountains. My car radio would pick up XEQ all the time. It was amazing. It was like a sweet spot up there around Johnstown, Pennsylvania, at the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown. But anyway, I talked to the guys down in HK land, HK3ZOR, Columbia, and those guys tell me what's going on south of the border. So go have fun tomorrow bicycling. I hope you have nice weather. We do up here, 4 days of warmth. That's supposed to go up to 60 degrees Fahrenheit in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, too. So it's unusual for this time of year, but it's welcome. N2RERJ, N2... India, Romeo, Juliet, Jackson, New Jersey, United States, clearing with you. See ya.
Okay. N2IRJ. Doppel-U9AD. I kept clicking my mouse on the MOX and it wouldn't come on. I had to click the cut bar there. Yeah, I have no interest in doing DX from down here, making any RF down here. No interest in setting up a shack here. Don't want to be some sort of a DX station. I just do the chatting over the internet. I enjoy playing around with that. The only Mexican stuff I did was 45 plus years ago. That's before there was the internet. We used to record 10.5-inch reels of tape 1 hour at a time, send them out on an airplane, overnight air. They'd go to a station in Los Angeles, and then they'd go by a Greyhound bus and get put on the air 24 hours later. No internet. No satellites. That was the jackleg way of doing it back then. They'd send the reels back to us. I think I don't remember what we had, like 4 or 5 hours a day during the middays on XEPRS or XEPRS Rosarito, California. 1090 Soul Express. This is a 50 kW. It used to be Wolfman Jack station, and I think it was 100 at one time. But that was the only Mexican RF. Well, I didn't make the RF. I made the audio that turned into the RF. So, okay. Catch you later, Marty. And to IRJ. W9AD saying 73s to you, and we'll talk on the Skype.
Yeah, Dave, I just sent you a text message on Skype. It's the link. If you go there now, I'll let the stream stay up for 10 minutes. You'll be able to hear the Samsung TV interference, and then I'll return it to the normal stream loop of LibertyNet episodes. There are people, I think, chatting in the chat room right now, and I don't even know. They might be commenting about our conversation right now, for all I know, but I thought I'd let you... listen to the plasma TV interference that you're up against, and then I'll resume it back. 73N2 IRJ, clear with you, Dave.
Alrighty, N2 IRJ, W980. I was listening earlier when you mentioned it. I clicked on a couple times, and I could hear it. I'll take a listen again. I think I still have it up. Let me see if I still got it up. That was the... let me see, play... See if I. Okay, I'm hearing myself. I'm hearing the with the 10 second delay on myself. And I don't imagine it's coming back to you. I don't think it should be. Well, unless I pulled my earplug out of my other ear. And let me stop this foolishness. Okay, yeah, let me sign off and take a listen to it, Marty. Good. Good to hear you on the radio, W9AD.
Yeah, not being distracted will be a big help. I'll let it stream for 10 minutes of pure Samsung TV static. N2RJ, clear with you.
Okay, I'll take a listen for a few minutes. Thanks. See ya.